Mountain View County, owners of a 157-acre parcel in the Eagle Valley District northeast of Sundre who want to develop a gravel pit on the property will be allowed to seek an amendment to the Eagle Valley Area Structure Plan, ASP. The owners appeared before council as a delegation at the January 15 council meeting and the matter came back before council during last week's meeting. During the January 29 meeting, council carried a motion allowing the landowner to proceed with an Eagle Valley ASP amendment and concurrent redesignation application, and further that approval of this motion does not indicate council takes a position on the merits of the ASP amendment or the application. Located at SE 263355, the property involved is located in the ASP area within the low-density area, as well as the environmental area overlay. The landowner's intent is to develop a gravel pit, administration said in a briefing note to council. A redesignation application as well as concurrent ASP amendment is required as the ASP policies do not support gravel extraction and processing. The Eagle Valley ASP was approved in 2021 after a steering committee held public consultations. The plan guides future development within the plan area, located northeast of Sundre. Policy and Procedure 6006 Developer-Initiated Areas Structure Plans Amendment requires the developer to discuss the merits of the proposal with administration and shall seek council consent to proceed with an ASP amendment, Section 2.1 and 2.3. At the January 15 council meeting, landowners Taylor Jones and Dylan Jones appeared as a delegation. "We are looking at opening up a gravel pit, so we would need to amend the Eagle Valley, the ASP, for the purpose of developing sand and gravel," said Dylan. "We are at the very southern edge of the area structure plan. Our proposal is that we would have a pit of approximately 36 hectares and we are proposing to have a 5-hectare portion being a wet pit and leaving behind a water body." During the January 29 meeting, Peggy Johnson put forward a motion that council deny the request for a developer-driven Eagle Valley amendment. Johnson said a new gravel pit in the area could jeopardize the aquifer, negatively impacting ranchers and homeowners. "If you open the area structure plan, you will see the debate begin about water as a commodity," she said. Her motion was defeated by a 5-1 vote, with Johnson being the only councillor voting in favor. Councillors then voted on the second motion to allow the landowner to proceed with an ASP amendment. Greg Harris said, "In part, to me fairness and openness in process means exercising the policy that we have in place that says these people have an opportunity to ask to be able to present their case and that is all we are talking about right now. We need to give people the opportunity." Reeve Angela Albers said, "In part, I do think they should be given the opportunity to work with the community and see if there is something that can be done." Council voted 5-1 in favor of the motion, with Johnson voting against. If the landowner decides to proceed with seeking an amendment, a public hearing would have to be held and the applicant would also have to engage the public regarding their proposed development, council heard. If they decide to proceed, they will need to prepare the details of both applications, proceed with the public engagement and then submit both applications, Margaretha Blom, Director of Planning and Development Services, told the Alberton. Deputy Reeve Dwayne Fulton did not attend the January 29 council meeting.